The roots of country music run deep in Carlene Carter's family. Carter's the third generation of a country music dynasty. Her mother is June Carter Cash, and her grandmother is Maybelle Carter, one of the founding members of country music's first family, the Carter family. Carlene Carter's father is a country music star, Carl Smith. And her stepfather? None other than the man in black, Johnny Cash. To the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon spoke to Carlene Carter about her new album, Stronger.
Carlene Carter has always lived her life fast. At the age of 15, she got married and had a child. But it took her a long time to release her new album, Stronger, her first album of new material since 1995. A lot happened over the last 13 years. 2003 was an especially difficult year for Carter.
On paper, it's kind of unbelievable, and it was definitely unbelievable in my heart, you know, and in my life. But I lost my partner of 16 years, Howie Epstein, who was also, I worked with a great deal and did a couple of my favorite albums. He was a really good producer. He was my sweetheart. I loved him very much. Lost him to a drug overdose in February of 2003. Then my mother passed away in May. That was kind of a shock because she was so feisty. We all thought she'd live to be 100. She'd have a little cane and a little silver-headed cane, and she'd be tapping her great-grandkids on the head with it. And then it was really no surprise when Big John passed away. But to lose my little sister was the big, huge, you know, it was like how much more can happen. I was afraid to answer the phone, you know, for a long time. I still am. I hate it when the phone rings early in the morning because that's when I got all the calls telling me that someone was gone.
Sweet baby sister, held the world up on her shoulders. She had a spirit like a twister. This life could not hold her. Always one to run so fast down a track heading nowhere. She was cool until the train crashed and she died trying to get.
That song really was the song about that year, about the 2003 year. I wrote it from the perspective of me talking about my little sister, but the chorus of it, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. I had to come to terms with the loss of those people that I love so much, and that hard year, I had to come to terms with it, and that summed it up. You know, I think Nietzsche said that, so I never thought I'd be drawing from Nietzsche, but
Nietzsche is one of your influences. Who would have thought that?
Yeah, it's like my mom would be so proud. She always wanted me to have some couth.
In a recent LA Times feature, Holly Gleason described Carter's new album as a song cycle that documents the pain, loss, and courage it took to regain control of her life. So I'm curious, does Carter think that Stronger is her most autobiographical album to date?
Yes. Every song pretty much has a story. Every song is about a certain situation and things in my life that have meant something to me at the time, you know, whether it be funny stuff or pissed off stuff or happy stuff or, you know, heartbreak or, you know, grief. And I think that those are like all human emotions that most human beings go through at some point in their life. We've all lost somebody. We've all been happy. You know, we've all been sad. I had something I needed to say. It's like, you know, people say, where have you been? It's just like, collecting material, you know? It's like, that's what I've been doing. I've been doing research. So I'm very proud of it. I'm really proud of the things I got to write about. There's a lot of faith in this album from my end.
Bring Love is the song that set Carter on the path to her new album.
Bring Love is kind of the story of myself and my husband, Joe Breen. And I did a play on words when I said Bring Love. B-R-E-E-N is his name. When he whisked me away in our Altima, which was his chariot awaits, was actually an Altima, a beat-up Altima, I'll add, I said, well, what should I bring with me? And he said, just bring love. And that was it. And that was pretty much it. I took a little creative license in our actual trip across country to come back to Tennessee because we actually flew, but we gave the car away and flew. He took me to a Starbucks and he said, "I'm going to see my kids for Christmas, and when I come back, we're going to be together." And I went, "Okay." He said, "I'm going to tell you how it's going to be." And I was like, "Okay." He went off and I wrote that song. And he came back and we've been together ever since.
He said, "Settle down, cowgirl. Let me tell you how it's gonna be. You and me. Leave that suitcase packed full of sorrow. I'm gonna take you home to Tennessee, to your family." He said, "My chair waits to carry you out of these gates of this prison we've been living too long. Just breathe in love. It's all you're gonna need, baby. Breathe in love. Bring your love to me. Breathe in love. That's all you're gonna need."
Well, actually, I wrote The Bitter End with my friend Mark W. Winchester. It's autobiographical. It's my story about being 15 years old and basically just running down that road ragged, you know, having babies and going to school and having a job, writing songs, going on the road, all that stuff. I was writing because I thought Big John should sing it, Cash should sing it. Unfortunately, he passed away before I finished it.
A Southern girl.
One of the most beautiful songs on the album is called "To Change Your Heart." It was inspired by Carter's divorce from British singer-songwriter Nick Lowe.
It's odd that I would write it so many years later, but he was a very huge part of my life, a really important emotional part of my life, and I still love him to bits. He's great. But we split up, and we didn't get divorced for some time. Partly because Nick didn't want to have to marry somebody else, I think. He would say to his girlfriends, whoever wanted to get married, he'd say, "Oh, she won't possibly divorce me. Carlene won't give me a divorce." Finally, after living with Howie Epstein for a couple of years, I kind of thought I really ought to get divorced. But when the papers came, it hit me. Right up to the very end in signing the papers, I always thought that we would end up being old together. You know, but it's funny how things change. You know, Nick is very happy in his life. I'm very happy in my life. And we were both really young when we fell in love. And I still always will have this soft spot for him. But that's how I felt. It was like, what could I have ever said or what could I say to change your heart? Because, you know, we had hurt each other. Both of us had hurt each other so much in funny, odd ways. Not necessarily on paper what people would think. That's all I could come up with was like, what could I say to change your heart? You know, because I really thought somewhere in my romantic, lovely sense of tragedy mind that we would end up together.
In black and white, unspoken words are set in my heart is stone. The terms agreed on paper stained by tears, we'll live apart for the rest of our. A change of address, change of name. change of mind could change the way you feel. The painful truth is all too real. What can I say to change your heart? Oh, tell me in simple words where hope to light this storm. What can I say to change?
So you mentioned, Carlene, that creating this album, Stronger, has helped you come to terms with all the trials and tribulations you've experienced over the past few years. I think I know the answer, but I shouldn't presume anything. Are you feeling stronger now?
Don't I look stronger?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to meet you in a dark alley. I wouldn't want to get on your bad side.
No, I'm bad, baby. No, I am. I'm feeling really optimistic, hopeful, and excited about the future, and that is someplace I wasn't quite sure I'd get to again. And so I have a whole new zest on life and a whole new outlook. And it's really exciting, you know. And I am really, truly starting all over again in so many ways, but it's almost like I've got the wisdom and the experience of all my other things, you know, somewhere lodged back in here. But I really feel like a kid in the excitement of doing it all again.
What doesn't kill me makes me stronger.
Carlene Carter with the title track from her new album, Stronger. Carter spoke with, to the best of our knowledge, producer Doug Gordon. You can find a link to Carter's website on our website at ttbook.org.